This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is to celebrate great news about the United States of America. I'm not kidding. Really, really great news that nobody knows about until just now. What is that great news? The murder rate is down during 2023. The rate of killing in big cities, and it's nearly all of them, certainly most of them, nationwide, it's down more than 12% in the first 5 months of 2023. Okay, how is this possible, and why haven't we heard more about it? I want to congratulate Jeff Asher, and Jeff is a crime analyst who's based in New Orleans. And he is the co-founder of AH Datalytics. His piece appeared in Atlantic Magazine. And, boy, it deserves a tremendous amount of attention. Jeff previously has had his work published in numerous national publications, including 538, The New York Times, Slate, and many more. Jeff Asher, thanks very much for joining us. Of the cities with substantial declines in murder rate, there are a number of cities where the murder rate has actually gone down in 2023. It's gone down 30%. Is that right?
Yeah, numerous cities that have gone down even more than 30%. And we're not just talking about big cities or small towns. We're talking about really the gamut of Atlanta, Georgia is down 35%. Milwaukee's down 35%. Minneapolis is down 40%. And then you get smaller places, Raleigh, Connecticut, down almost 60%. Long Beach, California has gone from 18 at this time last year to 6. San Bernardino, Omaha. So there's you can pick the city, the size, the geographic location, and the vast majority of cities that we measure, we have 96 cities of data, and murder is down in over 65% of them.
Okay, what's shocking to me is not that this is happening. What's shocking to me is that nobody knows about it. Why do you think it is? I mean, is it basically that whole idea that we don't have a news business, we have a bad news business? When there's bad news, you hear all about it. And when there's great news,
well, I knew
like
about
this,
it.
You don't?
I knew about it, if that helps.
because it's getting out to the rest of the country. What I think is fascinating, one of the things that you say in your article is that COVID funding actually may have played a positive role here, because some cities actually use some of that leftover COVID funding to hire more cops. Have I got that right?
Yeah, and it's challenging, and it's difficult to point to actual solutions. And I think your original question, the challenge is that the way crime data in our country is set up, agencies collect the data. They don't have to report it publicly. Some do, many don't. And they send it up to their state program, and their state program collects everything from their state and then sends it up to the FBI, and the FBI collects everything and runs months and months of audits. And then 18 months after the year, or 18 months after the start of the year, publishes the change. And so it'll be October 2024 before the change in murder in 2023 is reported. And because there's no standardized system for reporting, it makes it very difficult for people to see sort of the forest for the trees. And what we do is we have 96 cities. We go weekly, twice a week. We go to each city and we try to update the data for that city. And see whether or not they've updated it, whether or not we can move it along in the year. And each city is this year relative to the exact same point last year. And when you add all that up, you kind of get a picture of what is happening nationally. But it takes a lot of work. We do this, there's nobody paying for this service. It's just something that we do because we think it's a valuable service to have this data. And it takes a lot of effort, and it's not natural in how data is typically collected and reported to the American public. And so I think that creates a real challenge.
Okay, there are a couple of cities, one that is particularly fascinating, where this trend, which is a powerful trend, and it's a welcome trend all across the country, but there are some cities that are exceptions to that trend where they had an uptick in murder. You have an interesting explanation and an interesting example when it comes to what's going on in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, Memphis is about 38% ahead of where they were last year. And I think that they're the only city with triple-digit murders that is up. There's a bunch of cities, Houston, Los Angeles, Philly, New Orleans, Baltimore, the cities you kind of think of. All of those cities are down and have triple-digit murders. And I think that the
Chicago is down
about 6%, I believe.
Wow.
And so the challenge with Memphis is that, one, their data is not very good, so it's kind of challenging to get at. But also you look at how it has changed, and Memphis, like a lot of places in the country, saw a big increase in murder in 2020, and it kind of stayed at that level and was starting to come down over the second half of 2022. And then Tyre Nichols was killed in January. All that body camera footage became public. The officers were fired and I believe have been charged. And immediately there was an increase in violence. And this is what we see in a lot of cities. It's really what we saw nationally after the death of George Floyd in May 2020. But we're seeing it sort of very locally in Memphis. And it's kind of a complex reaction to instances of police violence where police are charged with a shooting that has gone wrong or a murder or something like that. We oftentimes will see a spike in violence, and it's kind of difficult to explain that. I think it relates to the degree to which people trust the police, their police legitimacy. And if people don't trust the police or they lose trust in the police that in certain communities may or may not have ever been very high, it leads people to refuse to participate in the criminal justice system, and then you get things like retribution killings, and that creates this cycle of violence that's very difficult to interrupt. And so I think we've seen that in Memphis over the last few months, but for the most part, we're not seeing that really anywhere else in the country.
Is there any reason to believe that one of the contributing factors here is that police violence is less common, that has actually also gone down?
I don't think we have any reason to believe that. We've seen there's a couple of organizations that track police shootings and police killings, and generally those have been relatively stable over the years. I think that stability of roughly 1,000 per year police killings is something that has stayed about the same for many years. And it wasn't interrupted by COVID. It wasn't interrupted by the spike in gun violence. It wasn't interrupted by what was happening in the late 2010s. And I think that it suggests that it's more high profile incidents that can be drivers here rather than sort of the everyday or all around the country incidents.
I'm speaking with Jeff Asher, who is the co-founder of AH Datalytics. Can you hang with us for a few minutes more, Jeff?
Sure.
Great. Because what I'd like to talk about is that the statistics from across the entire country sort of beg the question, which is how can we continue a positive trend and maybe even amplify it so that cities with a 10% decline in their murder rate can enjoy what a lot of big cities have enjoyed, which is a 30% decline in murder rate. What is the secret to perpetuating and amplifying good news. We will be right back with Jeff Asher. His piece in Atlantic Magazine is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to speak to Jeff Asher, who is a crime analyst. He is based in New Orleans, Louisiana, and he is co-founder of AH Datalytics. And analysis of crime is extraordinarily important when you realize, as he points out in an article in Atlantic Magazine, murder is down about 12% year to date in more than 90 cities that have released data for 2023 compared with data of the same date in 2022. Big cities tend to slightly amplify the national trend. A 5% decline in murder rates in big cities would likely translate to a smaller decline nationally. But even so, he writes, the drop shown in the preliminary data is astonishing. And, Jeff, what is the best way that the people who make policy, who run our cities, who run our governmental institutions, who run law enforcement, what is the best way we can keep this trend going and to make cities even safer than they are?
That's an excellent question. I think if I had that answer, I'd be, you know, having eight-figure contracts right now or something like that. It's a very difficult problem because there's no easy solution. And we look at the 90s, murder fell six straight years, and it fell from historic highs to where we are basically now. And even then, it's not really clear exactly why that happened. So I think investment in we in this country do a good job of investing in policing. We invest in law enforcement, even when it's not needed. That's sort of our go-to, is to invest in law enforcement. But I think that the more we can find solutions that are not inherently law enforcement driven, and they have to be out there, then the more likely we are to be able to build these sustainable reductions. And that I think that we've got lots of research that shows that we can identify people that are at risk for involvement in gun violence. So the key is, how do we develop, if we can identify someone that's at risk for cancer, you take certain, or heart disease, you take certain drugs, or you exercise and work out, or you change your lifestyle. There has to be ways for us, if we can find people that are at risk for involvement in gun violence, that we can then prevent that risk from becoming reality.
Okay, which is an important answer. Now, one of the things that I'm sure you have perspective on is, there's a great deal of publicity whenever there's a mass killing. Mass shootings are a favorite news story in the United States. But that represents a very small percentage, does it not, of our overall murder rate?
Yeah, mass shootings are about 6% of our overall murder, our of the number of shootings that we have each year, mass killings being a smaller share of overall killing, of all overall fatal shootings. I think that we tend to put more attention on them because they're largely random, and one person shot, it sort of happens in most cities, if not every day, every couple of days. These horrific mass killings that often involve automatic firearms are just so shocking to the system, and it is something that we really didn't used to have so frequently. And so I think that that's why they get a disproportionate share of attention relative to the number of those incidents that occur each year.
Well, I know when we promised you that you could be off the line at exactly 25 minutes after the hour. So let me, at this point, we're going to continue talking about it, but just recommend that people read your fine article in Atlantic Magazine and pay attention to your research, and wish you, Jeff Asher, Godspeed. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
It was a great pleasure. And again, a great pleasure to share this news. Here's the astonishing thing. Murder is down 13% in New York City. Shootings are down 25% in New York City relative to last year as of late May. Murder is down more than 20% in Los Angeles, Houston, and Philadelphia. And most significantly, murder is down 30% or more in Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, Little Rock, Arkansas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and others. Now, with Minneapolis, Minneapolis was terribly hard hit by the killing of George Floyd because it had a huge upsurge in violence and criminality of every kind. They cracked down on the police department. For Minneapolis, it may be partially things getting more back to normal. But there is more. He writes, many cities have used federal COVID relief money to hire more police officers, and there is some evidence that adding police officers helps to reduce homicide, while also leading to more arrests for low-level offenses. We do not yet know how successful agencies have been at growing their ranks or whether more police officers are resulting in fewer shootings. Murder is down in Chicago, New Orleans, and New York, for example, but Chicago's number of police officers is virtually unchanged from last summer, while New Orleans is down more than 8%, and New York has roughly 2% fewer officers. Okay, a complicated and a very important and relevant area of this investigation that needs more attention. I'll tell you what else needs more attention is very often we look at the murder rate as indicative of the overall crime situation. And the idea that the crime situation is more than murder, there's a situation I know here in the Northwest where I believe in the city of Seattle and many other large cities in the area, the crime in terms of property crimes, particularly car theft, which is a real problem, is up even when rates of murder and homicide and shootings go down. Now, all of this was addressed at least in passing in this lengthy conversation involving the scion of one of the country's most famous Democratic families, his conversation together with other people who were known to be conservatives. He was talking with David Savage and Elon Musk, who were the people who had collaborated together with Ron DeSantis and announcing his campaign on Twitter Spaces. So what happened when Robert met Elon, Robert Kennedy Jr., who is now getting 20% of the Democratic vote against Joe Biden? Why does he sound more like a conservative? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Sign up today for the free MedVet newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will visit China in the next few weeks. His scheduled visit in February was postponed because of that Chinese spy balloon that drifted across the USA. California's Attorney General is vowing to go after the people responsible for at least two planes carrying migrants landing in Sacramento in the past few days. Bob Bonta says the planes are owned by a company that has a contract with the state of Florida to move migrants. It's perhaps one of the most unlikely of kiss and make-up stories. After 2 years of acrimony and lawsuits, the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour have suddenly announced a merger. Prince Harry has testified in court in London today, the first royal in about 130 years to do so. He's among several celebrities suing the tabloid publisher Mirror Group newspapers for many alleged instances of invading privacy. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is controversy stirred up, no doubt, by the New York Times, which has extensive coverage of the main challenger for President Biden. I don't mean for the November election. I mean for being the Democratic nominee in 2024. And, in fact, one of... the key members, the campaign manager in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s staff, who is Dennis Kucinich, the former mayor of Cleveland. He was a boy mayor of Cleveland. He was a congressman from Ohio. Dennis Kucinich, he himself was a candidate for president about three times, a very, very ultra-liberal Democrat, somebody who was to the left of Bernie Sanders. He says that that Robert Kennedy Jr., despite the problem that he's had, it's a medical problem, with his voice for years, is the only candidate Democrat who could beat Trump and win in November, which is a fascinating perspective. In any event, their headline is, in a chat with Musk, Kennedy pushes right-wing ideas and misinformation. Are they really right-wing ideas or just eccentric ideas? And when they say right-wing ideas in the New York Times, they mean it not as a compliment. They mean it as an insult. They say Robert F. Kennedy Jr., scion of one of the country's most famous Democratic families, yesterday dived into the full embrace of a host of conservative figures who eagerly promoted his long-shot primary challenge to President Biden. For more than 2 hours, Mr. Kennedy participated in an online audio chat on Twitter with the platform's increasingly right-leaning chief executive, Elon Musk. They engaged in a friendly back-and-forth with the likes of Tulsi Gabbard, the former Democratic congresswoman, who is now turned right-wing commentator. She's on Fox, mostly. A top donor to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. That would be David Sacks, who was on with them when DeSantis announced his candidacy on Twitter Spaces. And they say a professional surfer who became a prominent voice casting doubt on coronavirus vaccines. Of course, that a favorite issue for Robert Kennedy Jr. The first exchange with Tulsi Gabbard, who has, when she was running for president before, as a Democrat, she was a Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii. She has left Congress. She has left the Democratic Party. But as a very liberal Democrat, she was also an isolationist, somebody who did not believe that the United States should play a leading role in world affairs. And she asked RFK Jr. about America's relationship with China. And it sounded like this, clip 11A.
What would your approach be with the United States' relationship with China? Do you believe that it's actually possible to have a peaceful coexistence or even a win-win relationship with China? Or do you believe that it is a zero-sum game where in order for the United States to win, that China must lose?
Okay. Good question. And here is RFK Jr.'s response.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Tulsi. And my approach to that would be, let's recognize the reality that China is a very ambitious nation and that it does want to compete for us for influence in the world. But the reality is it does not want to compete with us militarily. It does not want to have a war with the United States. And China still is still a very poor country compared to us. They have the Chinese have per capita about one third the income of the United States. They want to have better lives for their citizens, and they want to compete with us in places all around the world. I think we ought to be competing with them. I think we ought to be competing with them on an economic platform, not a military one. And I'm not scared of the Chinese. I'm not frightened that American ingenuity is going to fall behind the Chinese. I think it will be that kind of competition. It's a competition that will be good for the whole world. And it's a competition that is a collaborative peace, a collaborative world rather than a competitive world.
Okay, does that sound like a right-wing idea? I don't think so. I mean, the overwhelming majority of Republicans, for instance, support military spending and the defense budget. And the difficulty with China, I mean, given the games they've been playing with aircraft flying right in the path of our aircraft, with naval ships flying right in the path of our naval ships, with China building up a 400-ship navy, a navy that may not be as technologically advanced as ours, but simply in terms of what they have invested and what they continue to invest in their military, the idea that they want peaceful competition is wishful thinking. And again... anybody out there who hears Robert Kennedy Jr. talking about China in the way he does, who wishes that we had someone like that in the White House? I mean, really? Then he did speak about guns and took a surprisingly strong stand for someone whose father was killed in gun violence, obviously, and his uncle, John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, was killed in gun violence. He took a surprisingly strong pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment stand. This is the Democratic candidate for president, Robert Kennedy Jr., clip 12.
On the gun controls, I'm not going to take away anybody's guns. I'm a constitutional absolutist, and we can argue about whether the Second Amendment was intended to protect guns, but that argument is now been settled by the Supreme Court. And by the way, I want to say this. I have two members of my family that were killed in gun violence. So, I understand the heartbreak that this is causing to so many Americans. It's touched my family directly. And I know as president that you are going to expect me, and I'm going to do everything I can to reduce gun violence in this country. I think one of the tools that has been taken out of my hands is taking away people's guns. I don't think it's the right thing right now because it will just polarize our country. I've lived in rural areas of this country. I know how integrated gun culture is in those areas.
Okay. And he said that, by the way, they in the New York Times, where they were doing some fact-checking on Robert Kennedy Jr., they mentioned in the Times that, and he blamed psychiatric drug use for the rise of gun violence in the United States. He contended that the gun ownership rate in the U.S. was similar to that of Switzerland. The United States had actually the highest civilian gun ownership rates in the world, an estimated 120 firearms per 100 people. For Switzerland, it's not 120 people, it's 27. So there is a little bit of difference there. More, and has America slid into an age of discord nearing collapse? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, the New York Times says that Robert Kennedy, who announced his 2024 presidential campaign in April. Why has this been that long? It still seems... The reason I question, has it been that long? His announcement of candidacy, I was fascinated. And yes, because I had met his father on several occasions. I was part of the Robert Kennedy Sr. campaign for president. I was there the night of the assassination. So I was fascinated by the fact that this 69-year-old son of the former United States Senator, former Attorney General, was running for president. And he spoke in his announcement of candidacy, not including introductions, nothing. Just from the moment he started his speech to the moment he finished his speech, he spoke an hour and 48 minutes. Honest to goodness, I'm not exaggerating. You can check it yourself. If you're masochistic, you can actually listen to the whole damn thing. It was incredible. This really was Fidel Castro length. And yes, Trump has a tendency to speak for over an hour, but not two. It was amazing. And that's why when it says it happened in April, it still feels like it's with me, because once you've immersed yourself into listening to Robert Kennedy Jr. speaking for an hour and 48 minutes, and by the way, there was zero structure to his speech. It was all basically stream of consciousness. And only very occasionally was it coherent. But in any event, Mr. Kennedy, who announced his 2024 presidential campaign in April, is himself a leading vaccine skeptic. And by the way, this is not COVID vaccines. This is all vaccines. He thinks that the measles vaccines cause autism, which has been disproven and dispenses of fraud by everyone for a long time. Yet he is constantly hovered around 20% in polling in the Democratic primary, which the party has otherwise ceded to Mr. Biden. On Monday, Mr. Kennedy sounded like a candidate far more at ease in the mushrooming Republican presidential contest. He said he planned to travel to the Mexican border this week to try to formulate policies that will seal the border permanently. Seal the border? He called for the federal government to consider the war in Ukraine from the perspective of Russians, not Ukrainians, and said that pharmaceutical drugs were responsible for the rise of mass shootings in America. Prior to the introduction of Prozac, he said, we had almost none of these events in our country, and we've never seen them in human history, where people walk into a schoolroom of children or strangers and start shooting people, said Mr. Kennedy, who noted that both his father and uncle were killed by guns. Mr. Kennedy said he now had about 50 people working for his campaign. Unlike Marianne Williamson, the other announced Democratic challenger to Mr. Biden, he does not appear to be aiming his appeal to Democrats, who are ideologically opposed to the moderate president or are otherwise uneasy with renominating Joe Biden. Instead, Mr. Kennedy has used his campaign platform and his famous name to promote misinformation and ideas that have little traction in his party. I mean, I think about Prozac, that we didn't have mass killings in the United States until Prozac was introduced. Nonsense. To finish, this is RFK Jr. talking about he's going to do what Ron DeSantis has pledged to do, is he's going to find that lever underneath the Resolute desk in the Oval Office and pull that lever to permanently seal, close the border. And Robert Kennedy knows how to do with it. Listen, this is clip 13.
Over the next 3 days, be meeting with people from the Border Patrol and elsewhere to try to formulate policies that will seal the border permanently, and stressing the school systems, stressing the social service systems for people who are already, for Americans who are already struggling. It needs to be turned off.
What? It needs to be turned off. Okay, yeah, so like I said, you find the switch. And then he had his campaign manager, Dennis Kucinich. He went on Fox Business, and he put the campaign in which he is involved, directing, I almost said Senator Kennedy, his father was Senator Kennedy, directing Robert Kennedy's campaign. Here is Dennis Kucinich, clip 14.
Well, the reality is going to be, respectfully, Neil, that Democrats are going to be looking for the person who can win in November. And I think that as we move towards the primary season, it will be abundantly clear that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the only Democrat who can win in November, because he can get the support of Republicans, he can get the support of independents, he's someone who has the ability to unite the nation.
To unite the nation? Well, we shall see. We're going to be talking coming up to David Drucker, who has written terrific dispatches from the front in this campaign, and especially with the campaign about to change with the addition of Mike Pence, former Vice President of the United States, and Chris Christie, two-term governor of New Jersey, former federal prosecutor. Chris Christie, it's literally a matter of 2 hours. He's going to be announcing his candidacy. With all of that going on, there's also a great deal more focus in the press on President Trump and the classified documents and the potential of brand new indictments. The former attorney general, Trump's former attorney general, the one that he liked and supported, not the one Jeff Sessions, who he hated and fired, Bill Barr was on CBS talking about the classified documents investigation. And the former Attorney General said this. This is clip one.
Based on the facts, as the facts come out, I think over time people will see that this is not a case of the Department of Justice, you know, conducting a witch hunt. In fact, they approached this very delicately and with deference to the president. And this would have gone nowhere had the president just returned the documents. But he jerked them around for a year and a half. And the question is, did he deceive them? And if there's evidence of that, I think people will start to see that this says more about Trump than it does the Department of Justice, and that is that he's so egotistical that he has this penchant for conducting, you know, risky, reckless acts to show that he can sort of get away with it. It's part of asserting his ego, and he's done this repeatedly at the expense of all the people who depend on him to conduct the public's business in an honorable way. And, you know, we saw that with both impeachments, and there's no excuse for what he did here.
Okay, this is, again, you may remember when Bill Barr took over as Attorney General, one of the first things he did was he summarized the Mueller report, which he had taken a look at earlier before the entire thing was released, and it basically said there was no there was no collusion by President Trump, and here, again, it's remarkably candid and remarkably to the point, and it does, I think, indicate that this is going to be a more complicated Republican primary than many people think it will be. In fact, you could say it already is. And in terms of people who could surprise in terms of getting the attention of the public and winning enough of a percentage of Republican sentiment that they could make a meaningful challenge to the former president, who remains the distinctive front runner, there are people out there, including Tim Scott and Nikki Haley. Would Mike Pence be part of that group? We'll be speaking with a campaign reporter, David Drucker, from The Dispatch. And he has an important book called In Trump's Shadow, The Battle for 2024 and the Future of the GOP. We'll talk about that future and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.